It's All Talk on WJR. I'm Kevin Dietz coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number is 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call. Give us a text. We want to hear from you. Michigan's auto industry is watching Washington closely as the U.S. prepares to review the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the trade deal that replaced NAFTA. The Detroit Regional Chamber and Mich Auto says it's critical to protect U.S. automakers and ensure manufacturing jobs stay right here in the state of Michigan. Glenn Stevens joins us to talk about what's at stake for the state's economy and the future of North American trade. The 2026 review will determine whether tariff-free manufacturing continues at current levels. Industry leaders are urging stability amid concerns over global competition and shifting EV supply chains. Joining us now is Glenn Stevens, Vice President of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mich Auto Executive Director. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. You're in the Golden Tower, and I am at the West Branch exit on 75, coming back from the Upper Peninsula.
Ah, so nice.
Come over to talk to you.
I was. That's good. I drove back from Frankenmuth yesterday, so I made part of that trip. Not nearly as far as the UP. I imagine the leaves are done, right? The fall color tour is over.
The leaves are done. I was up speaking to the Marquette County Economic Club, and it was 8 inches of snow this weekend up there. So it was winter arrived, but up there, that's a dusting for them. So on we go.
I saw that there were some national averages of snowfall, and I don't remember what Michigan was mentioned in the story. I said, well, that's got to be the UP. That's fairly normal for them. Well, let's talk about this. What does this review mean for Michigan's auto sector?
Well, the review process is something we anticipated by agreement back in 2020 when it was set out. We knew that this six-year review would be upon us, and here it is. I think what it means is it, one way or another, there will be changes to the agreement, and it will reshape and shape Michigan's auto sector because we are so intertwined with these two countries that are next to us. So I think that's ultimately what it means. Now, how it shakes out yet, we don't know because we've just gone through the comment period and there are some procedural steps that need to happen with Congress and the USTR into July 1st of next year when the three parties sit down.
There's usually some early signals. Are we seeing anything yet or is it just too speculative?
Oh, I think it's pretty speculative. I mean, we've seen some things take shape. If we go back to January 20th when the America First Trade Policy Act was issued by the president, I would say for the first 60 days after that, it was a bit of free-for-all with people trying to figure out which end is up. But as you know, a lot has kind of settled and new agreements have come into place. There have been waivers. There have been extensions. But I do think we've seen some lanes develop and different parties, whether you're a domestic OEM, a Detroit 3, a UAW member, a supplier, or a foreign company, you do have different views on this and different wants and needs.
How important is stability? I think all of them would want some sort of stability so they know where they stand.
Yes, and that kind of echoes what the two driving things that we pointed out in our letter were. First of all, we do believe there needs to be enhanced compliance and enforcement. The world has changed dramatically just in 6 years. USMCA was a massive improvement around against NAFTA, but it still has improvements needed. So enhancing compliance and enforcement is one thing, but I think the most important thing is the stability that the industry needs for trade. As you know, it's a long lead time, capital intensive business that requires stability to make decisions and make investments, and that is really what we're looking for ultimately.
Are there risks involved if the deal is altered?
Oh, well, there's risks depending on your point of view. By the process, it's interesting. Hopefully, the three countries will get to an agreement, and it will be extended for another 16 years with another six-year review. I mean, that would be the best-case scenario. There are scenarios where one of the three parties does not agree, and it continues on. But then if one of the three parties doesn't agree, there has to be an annual review. And boy, we don't want to see that. Now, a country can pull out also with a 6 month notice, but the other two countries would continue with the agreement. So there's a lot of things that could happen here, Kevin.
Yeah, I think so. When you talk about electric vehicle production, is that does that throw a wrench into this? Because China is doing so much. The U.S. is kind of, it feels like we're putting a pause on this thing because the demand's not there right now and this administration isn't wildly interested in it. Does that become a wrench in this deal?
Well, what the market does and what the consumer does with regards to the adoption of EVs is one thing. And as you know, and we talk about this, the demand curve has slowed, but it is not stopping. So we will see incremental growth in EVs in this country. Meanwhile, the rest of the world continues to go with a pretty strong demand curve, including China. What doesn't change is the fact that we are dependent on foreign sources of critical materials and in the battery technology and the battery supply chain, and we have to reduce our independence on that. We can't do it wholly, but we have to make major steps to that. So I think that will definitely be part of the discussions.
Yeah, it seems like the president is trying any way possible, looking, scouring the world to find someone other than China that can help. But it seems like China really has the lion's share of all of these materials.
They do, and they also have the lion's share, more importantly, because it's a key step of processing. So once a mineral, whether it's copper or iron ore, even in the United States in the UP, is extracted, it has to be refined and processed, which is not an easy thing to do. And it's a complicated, dirty, very energy-intensive process too. So that dependency exists, and we have to reduce that dependency. One of the partners that we can do this with is Canada. Canada does have a rich array of deposits of minerals. We also have them in our country. We need more permitting reform in our country. So we can reduce our dependence strategically if we want to. And I do believe the government, I do believe the Trump administration wants to do that.
What's your 30-second elevator pitch to Congress heading into the review?
Well, I think into the review is listen to all the voices, which they're going to do. That will be at the beginning of December with public hearings. Continue to have an open line of communication with the industry. The industry's been doing this for 120 years in our country, and it knows how it works, and listening to them is the most important. And let's get something moving, and let's get something done, and let's get back to doing normal business sometime next year, hopefully.
Glenn Stevens, Vice President of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mich Auto Executive Director. Thanks for bringing that to our attention and walking us through that. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Kevin. Have a great day.
All right. We're going to keep an eye on that. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.